All right, so fresh off her Album of the Year win at the BET Awards, Cardi B showed up at court in Queens, New York yesterday. Check out what she was wearing. I am here for all of this. Wearing a navy blue and pink pantsuit with matching what? Blue hair. What? Yes, Cardi B.
Is this why you got blue hair shirt?
No. The judge informed Cardi that she was being charged with attempted assault in the second degree and various other charges. The judge gave Cardi the option of having all of her charges read aloud in court, and her attorney said that would not be necessary. Cardi then voiced her plea, and she said, "Not guilty, sir. Honor." Not guilty, sir. Honor.
Sir, honor. I like that. Her hair look good. This blue is kicking.
Yeah.
Let me see it, sure.
I love the blue.
That's sexy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Cardi B.
Well,
if you could just pull up a little bit. Oh. Just a little bit.
Okay. All right, Cardi B.
Wow. Oh, he's still.
Oh, my God.
Exact same voice inflection. You
yeah,
softer.
But softer.
You can end up in a courtroom right next
yes,
to Cardi.
And it sounds worse.
It does.
A little softer than that.
Get him, what? Steve Harvey. Get your nephew.
That's too late.
Yeah, all right. Well, back to Cardi B. This is a very serious case, and she could be looking at up to 4 years in prison if convicted. In these attempted assault charges this past Saturday during a BET Awards performance, Cardi told her fans, "F you mean, I ain't going to jail. I got a daughter."
Mm. You know how many people in jail?
Okay,
with
children.
Yeah.
What?
Lord have mercy.
Yes. Jesus.
You think I'd be saying the wrong thing? Look at that right there.
I'm with you when you're right, nephew.
Man, please.
Golly, that's sad.
I know. All right, in political entertainment news, yesterday the White House named Stephanie Grisham its new press secretary and communications director. For what? I mean,
which number is this?
This is.
Hey, did I not say?
Four.
Uh-huh. That Sarah Huckabee Sanders was not going to make it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you said it.
I can tell, but. I saw Spicer on here. I said, this dude getting sick of this right here.
Yeah.
But Sarah Huckabee, uh-uh. No. Who is the new person they got?
Her name is Stephanie Grisham.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's been with Trump's campaign since 2015. She currently serves as Melania's chief of staff.
Well, all they can do is, make sure that they cut out press conferences. If they cut out press conferences, she can last
it.
For
he
a
can make
while.
It.
Yeah, they only have like, what, two a year and the rest he tweets, so she'll be good. Yeah.
Okay, what, a year and a half to go?
Yeah.
Can you make it to the finish line?
What was Scaramucci? I thought he wasn't press secretary. He was something else. I mean, I know he was 11 days.
Scaramucci, he was. Yeah.
But he came out saying the wrong stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. He did. Yeah, so anyway, there you have it. Stephanie Grisham, she's been with the Trump campaign since 2015, been with the First Ladies for a while. She's her chief of staff, or she was. Now she's going to take over. So
what
you
is
know.
That job? What is that job, her chief of staff? what are they doing?
Well, but you know, Tommy, those people have big lives because she takes care of she has a big life, Melania. I don't know what she does, but she got
That's
a big
what I'm
life.
Asking.
All right, let's go to.
I don't know. I ain't never been the wife.
Let's go to the news, Steve. Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Andrew.
He's going to say it.
He will.